time to get caught up with Moon Griffon. You hear him weekdays 9 to 11 right here on Talk 107.3 FM and statewide as well. Moon, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm hanging in there. Kind of a mixed bag on the football weekend, but I'm gonna stay hopefully optimistic. How about that?
Yeah, it's we're done for the season for LSU. I mean, you can put together a bowl game, I guess, but it definitely looks like regression, and definitely looks like it's not just the losses. It's the shouting matches. I still have faith in the coach. I'm not one of those guys that like throws out the baby with the bathwater here, but man, it's a rough start to the week.
Well, you got that kind of stuff, and I do believe that you work through adversity. Mm-hmm. They look like there's some problems, but you know, anytime you're winning, you think everything's rosy,
right?
And I gotta tell you, if you go back to the 2019 LSU team, which everybody looks at, all we're looking at is wins, losses, and how good they were. Might have been the greatest team ever. I guarantee there was adversity you never heard about because you were winning.
Right.
Ron, I played sports in the college ball, blew my knees out again. And I'm telling you right now, when you're going through the good times and you're winning, you just don't hear about it. When you're going through the bad times, the struggles and the frustration, it goes out on the field. And just take it from an old guy who loves sports, there's just as much chaos in a winning seat. Now, you got team leadership and all that, but they're able to squash it. Trust me, there was controversy on the 2019 team. I'm not saying I know of it. I'm just telling you that's life. It's just the way it is. But when you're losing, it's like everything falls over. And the other thing is, social media over the last 5 or 10 years gets coaches and people in trouble a lot more than if you didn't have social media.
Oh, no, 100%. Moon, if I see a shouting match on the sideline for 3 seconds during a game, that's one thing. If I see that same 3-second exchange 5,000 times over the next 24 hours, it makes it seem so much worse.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. They had, and I'm not talking about LSU. You take Alabama, you take anybody. There's always, always, always stuff that goes on behind it. Say, Brian, if I went to your household, you come to mine with me and my wife. We had kids. I used to have kids in the house all the time, and you do now. I can guarantee it ain't perfect. It might look perfect on Sunday at church. It might look perfect in a restaurant, but sometimes it even blows up there. You go through things. And look, I'm not taking anything where Kelly or Tigers, I'm saying you go through things like this. People see stuff. They never know what goes on behind the scenes. And everybody automatically predicts, I know what's going on. BS. So let's see what happens. They're going to ride out the year no matter what happens. And then you got a lot of hope going into next year. See what happens.
I feel like this is a strange segue over to the session on tax reform. I mean, there's similarities there to be talked about for sure. We move over from the House to the Senate. But, yeah, what is supposed to happen behind the scenes sometimes spills out publicly. So there it is. It's on a tee. What can we expect this week?
Well, you know what? I'm going to throw something at you. I've been getting rumors that they're going to the 0.45.
Yep.
Remember that 0.45 of a penny.
Yes.
1 cent. They're talking about raising it back up to 1 cent. They're talking about getting rid of almost every service tax that they were talking about doing. Maybe all of them, with the exception of a few, are going to be going away. Nobody wants that. And it's talking to legislature. Senate's going to take the 0.4, which I think came out of the House already. I may be wrong with that, but it's going to come out of the House. And when it gets to the Senate, they're going to put it back to a full penny. So I'm just concerned, and I told you before, there is no cut in government. I keep hearing you can't do it. But if you can't do it, we're screwed. And I'm more worried still about businesses and people winning and the government getting everything at the backside. I think that's the way it ought to be, but I'm probably the only one that thinks that way.
I don't think you're the only one that thinks that way. My difference is I still believe it can be done. I just think they're doing it backwards. You got to bottom up the budget first.
Yeah. I don't look, Brian, and let's go back to what we talked about when this all started. You got the session. If they get past the session, you got a constitutional amendment that has to pass.
Right.
Then you got the regular session, which is the budget session. So you got three gigantic things that's got to happen for anything to take place.
Yes.
I just don't want this to be a tax increase on Louisiana citizens. You know, I just don't want that to happen. Also, one other thing that came out, Brian, and I'm checking into it now. I've got a couple phone calls. Was that they passed the bill on these tax exemptions that's going to cost chemical plants another $25 or $35 million in taxes. If that's true, and I don't have all the details, but I got several people that confirmed it last night, but I still want more details. If that's true, I'm worried about the session thoroughly because we need to be pro-business and pro-family and pro-people. That doesn't sound like none of that. That's one of our biggest businesses here in the state of Louisiana.
Well, and that's why I feel like we're doing it backwards.
Huh?
I said that's why I feel like we're doing it backwards. All the tax credits that are out there, whether you're talking about, I don't believe ITAP's being touched, but anything else that's out there that's on the chopping block, we're looking at chopping them in order to make way for the income tax to go down. But it's like you gotta dance with the girl who brung you.
Well, let me tell you right now, I'm being honest with you, and I'm saying this, I don't think the legislature know where they're going yet. I mean that sincerely. I just don't think the legislature, and there's been so much change already. We really, and that's why I told people, what are you for? You're against it? I'm not anything. I think we need a big change. I think we need to do something big. I give the governor a lot of credit for that. Yeah. But doing it right is going to be the most important thing, and I don't know what's going to come out of this yet. I really don't, but keep an eye on that sales tax. I'd heard that before. I got it confirmed yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And but they'll do away with the service tax. And some of the people in the legislature said they'll vote for the sales tax way before they vote for service tax.
Okay, but if they do that, though, Moon, you're going to be talking about introducing sales taxes to a number of businesses who haven't previously handled them. And then on top of that, we don't have a centralized sales tax collection established yet. So my concern is the money that's going to be off the books. My concern is the number of small businesses out there that say, we can do it for this amount, or if you're paying cash, I can do it for this amount instead.
Well, and you would be right. I was going to tell you hit it on the head. The centralized sales tax hurts what they're trying to do. I tell you what else hurts, and I'm going to give Jeff credit on it, because when he wanted to have a special session in August and everybody thought it was too fast, I thought it'd been a great idea to have it just to get the constitutional amendment put out there to make sure this dedication get changed.
No, 1,000%. And Moon, I know it's going to sound like you and me are beating up on the governor because of the way this session is going, but the truth of the matter is, if we had had that special session like the governor wanted, if we'd had that back in August, we'd be on easy street right now because it wouldn't be done backwards. What we'd be looking at right now is refilling what we need to refill with as far as credits are concerned, and streamlining the income tax where it needs to be streamlined, and everything else would be in play because we know what we know what the budget's going to look like a little more next year because you rewrite Article 7.
Well, the Senate shot that down. Maybe the Senate is saving, but the Senate shot that down. And, Brian, let me just take us back to an election a couple of 3 weeks ago. I don't remember when election. I know it's first Tuesday in the month. But so the country spoke loud and clear. And Louisiana spoke even louder and clear when they voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they're talking about doing now is cutting back the budget, cutting money. We need to do it, too. The message was sent. I saw an article today in the Devil's Advocate. Mike Johnson, Felicia, started budgetary gator hunt. Everybody's looking to cut, Ron. Everybody's looking to cut government down the size because government, all they do is get spent, but they don't produce. Not a cut on government workers. Not a cut on government workers at all. But government doesn't produce the wealth and the money and the tax base. So Louisiana could be no different. We got to do the same thing. I'm tired of hearing we can't. And that's all I've been hearing my whole life, my whole career in this. We can't, we can't, we can't. Well, if we can't, we're not. And if we're not, then we're going to always be last. It's that simple. And I just think we're better than that. I really think Louisiana is so much better than that.
So I don't know that we could do this like that, but it sounds like you're setting up towards a Department of Government Efficiency that we're seeing with the Elon Musk and the Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't think we could do that on a statewide level because of the way the Constitution's written.
Well, once again, when we have a chance to change the Constitution, we got to have legislators, step up and do it. And that seems to be the problem. Listen, I'm not a Republican. I'm a no-pointer. you got two-thirds in the House and Senate Republican governor, you can't get it done, we'll never get it done. And I don't want to speak like that. I think we can do it. We got to have some people with guts and vision. I say get the constitutional amendment, put everything back in the statutes, okay? Real simple. And then everybody can get cut when we need to. We're not going to cut the whole budget out. In Iowa, they either cut out 21 departments or cut 21 departments and save $300 million. A lot of money, Brian. It sounds like a lot of money to me. I'd like to play with it.
Right?
Hey, if you and me can split that and live on that for about 40 more years, I like the opportunity.
No, totally. Totally. I mean, you know, give me a Christmas list.
I'd throw it on the floor of the house and my whole family would roll in it.
It's like Scrooge McDuck. We got Moon Griffon with us for just a couple more minutes. Moon, I know the tax reform session is basically sucking all the oxygen out of the room right now. What else is going on? I mean, as far as within the state, we know what, you know, Donald Trump putting together his cabinet and whatnot. But what else is on your radar right now?
Well, I mean, you got to look at what's happening at the federal level right now, Ron, because of the change coming. What's going to be done? Remember, Trump still doesn't take office for 2 months. And you still got a government to run. You got a president of the United States that's going to do what he wants to do, executive orders and things like that. The House will switch over. Ron, I think it's January 3rd. Mm-hmm. Is that right? 9th, 3rd, something like that.
Yep.
They'll switch over. But, you know, it's just a matter of I think everybody just stays kind of calm right now. We just move into the next administration. So, that, you know, there's a lot, but then again, there's not. It's all starting to slow down now.
Yeah, getting into that time of year where I didn't know if, like, recess appointments were going to start coming up or whatnot.
Well, there can't be any appointments without the President Trump being president. So I don't know how you do a recess appointment. I guess I don't know what's going to happen. I think he's going to have to be president for that kind of recess appointment. Unless Biden's going to try something like that.
No, that's what I meant. Would Biden try something on his way out?
You know what? I don't know, because I think Biden doesn't have a good name right now, and the Democrats are pretty slick, and they could pull something like that, no doubt about it. I won't even argue with you on that. But that's the kind of stuff we're watching now. Everybody's watching to see what happens.
Yep. Well, you got a show coming up in a half an hour. I always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Oh, Brian, God bless. Thank you, my bud.